7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Sentiment, but inaccurate to say the least. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And we all love 1930 UTC. Why? Because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I like to drink tea. Let's pour a little more into our little tiny teacup. That's not that tiny. We don't got the tiny ones out today. We got the regular ones out today. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Whoa, it's so good. And what are we drinking today? We're drinking the... What are we drinking today? Gingin May? Although this leaf is starting to weak out. It's starting to get weak. I'm starting to drink leaf water. I might drink some Chiguan Yin later. But I've got a lot of stuff I gotta do today. Sort of. Kind of. Not really. Yeah, well, I kind of got to go to... I got to do a lot of stuff today. I want to play with my toys, and I want to do some stuff, but no, I got to do a bunch of stuff. Luckily, it's not deadly cold today. What was it, like 4 degrees yesterday? No, it's reasonable. Right now... It is actually above 40 degrees C. Yeah, we've had a 35 degree temperature swing in 24 hours, which is great because I gotta go to the store. I've been putting things off. I've been a little bit lazy, and I haven't been going to the store because I don't want to listen to the damn music. And so now that we're pretty much clear of all music, I can go to the store again. And I need to go to 2 stores. And I should probably go to 3 stores. I should probably go to the Asian market, but... I don't know. I even have to go get gas. I was driving around yesterday. Low on gas, and I didn't even know it. Last night, the last minute. Oh, God, I gotta get some gasoline. So I drove to the gasoline station. And it was closed due to the holiday. What a pain. One of the stores I needed to go to was closed yesterday, too, because I drove by the thing and had it, but no. So today I got gasoline. I don't have to worry about gasoline. I can go out, go to the store, buy my food. I got to buy a bunch of food. And what do I even need? Well, I need everything except sugar. So I have sugar and maple syrup. I just need waffles. I need pepperoni. I need probably get some pasta stuff. Maybe get a stromboli or two. Maybe get some bread. And what else was I thinking about getting? There was something I... Anyway, it's not important. It's just not important. But I gotta go. And I don't want to go. But I guess I will. But I gotta say... One of the great things about this particular past holiday season is that due to thanks to COVID-19, I didn't have anybody ringing bells in my face. You know, you normally here in America, I don't know if this is true for other countries. I kind of doubt that it is. But it could be. But here in America, in the United States of America, during the holiday season, starting shortly before American Thanksgiving, which is at the end of November, there are these people who stand around in the vestibules and other liminal spaces of our world, and they ring handbells, and they expect you to throw money at them. And I always would think, you know, if you could play a song on that one bell you are playing, I'd be impressed. I'd throw money at you. But does that ever happen? No, it doesn't. You know, and if I could go somewhere and be walking through a vestibule, like at my grocery store, and there was a Swiss bell choir in there, you know, if it was like four people with two bells each, so they could play an octave, and they were actually playing songs, then yeah, I'd throw money at that. I love that stuff. I love this tea too. It's really good. Can you hear that behind me? Hear that yang, 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 yang? Oh, there's a kitty out there. So, are we going to do some kitty business? I don't know. Oh, I got to get more tea in me. I got to get fired up. So I can get right on through to the friction of the day. Let's go see what Yang Baby is doing. Okay, who's this out here? Oh, who's this? Hello, kitties. You're a baby lump. Okay, let's follow the fluffy lump. This is a game called Follow the Fluffy Lump. So we walk upstairs following the cat. The cat's walking around the kitchen the long way. She's walking towards the door, and she's coming into the kitchen the long way. And now we're walking side by side up towards the sink. And we have stopped in front of the sink. Oh gosh, I wonder why we have stopped in front of the sink. Excuse me, little kitty, why did we stop here? Hello? Hello? You want some kitty water? Yeah, I know what you want. So I gotta start the kitty water. We'll grab the kitty cup off the floor, pour out the old kitty water, fill the cup with the new kitty water. Yes, you want some kitty water? Do you want this deliciousness? Say hi. Say radios. Now, stick the microphone right in the cat's face and she doesn't do anything. Of course. How utterly typical. Oh, well. At least I get to go to the store later. I'm not really looking forward to it, though. Maybe, just maybe, I will buy some candy. Yes, that's an idea. I thought of something else last night as well. I was sort of having an artistic crisis last night. Sort of. Not really. Kind of. But not. But yes. Basically, the big question is, what do I do with all this stuff? What stuff, you might ask? This stuff? But let's kill it. So, what am I going to do with all this stuff? What am I going to do with all this electronic stuff? What am I going to do with all this mechanico-acoustic weirdness that I've been building? This has been going on for a while, hasn't it? Yes, it really has. And what's the point? Artifice. Yeah, but do I want to get back into artifice? Do I really need to continue to manufacture the gratuitous gesture, the gratuitous act. Do I need to create objects of gratuity? This is my artistic crisis that I face, because I try to make my life one entire huge art piece, one massive gratuitous gesture. That's my life, an entirely gratuitous life. Having an entirely gratuitous life is... Well, it's to the point where why would I do... It's so meta that I don't really need to do anything else, do I? So why do I need to make art? Why do I need to make noise? These are the questions that I face. And I was thinking. And why was I thinking? I don't know. I don't have anything better to do late at night. But I was thinking, if I've got all this stuff, if I've got all this electronic, bleepy, blippy, bloppy stuff, this stuff, why don't we use that to do something? And so what was I thinking I would do? I don't know. Should I record? Should I record an album? Should I record some music? Maybe I should. I don't know. Do I want to go back to that? Do I want to go back to doing all that? I would almost do the recording if I didn't have to do all the production work. If I didn't have to do the mixing, the editing, the mastering. God, if there's one thing I hate to do, it's mastering. But, we could always give this work to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I could just crank out a few bars of music, hand it off to somebody else and say, hey, remix this into an entire song. I could do that. Other easy things that I could do is just, multi-track a bunch of junk. Go back to my old ways. And listen to all this. Listen to all this insanity. We've got weirdness, right? And I've been threatening it for a while. But why don't I just make me an album full of dark, ambient, drone, lowercase type music that seems to be coming around again. It seems to be like it's popular or has a small following these days. That's okay, that's good. That's a good thing, right? Yeah, I suppose it is. Too bad I got out of this game before, what, like 1991? I can't even remember. It doesn't matter. So maybe it's time for me to make my comeback. That's maybe what we should be doing. And while we're at it, let's check the weather. Let's check the space weather.
This will provide information to participants regarding the purpose, dates, times, and locations of the exercises. Announcements will air 2 weeks prior to and during each exercise. Please go to www.dodmars.org for more information.
Oh, thanks, clock guy. Hey, and that occurs to me. What if we took an audio feed off my phone? Wait, isn't that what this is?
11. Coordinated Universal Time.
Bee. Well, I just had the strangest idea. What if we took an audio output from my telephone? We could call WWV and use WWV as a clock, or I could use my shortwave radio. Tune in to WWV. Get that nice tick, 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 but they don't do the tick, tick, tick constantly. They also got the tones and the stuff, and I'm actually contemplating this now. I'm actually seriously thinking about doing this. Because how crazy would that be? How crazy would that be? That's a little bit of lunacy that our little Tobster just finds fascinatingly interesting. Oh, boy. Yeah, but here we go again. Suddenly I have a great idea. And I'm going to go through all this effort to execute this idea. I will probably have to spend some money to execute this idea. For what? Right? You know, to what end? And once I have the click of WWV clocking some synthesizer stuff, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Okay, here I've done a cool thing. I guess I can tell the Dubious Goals Committee. They'll love it. That'll be fun, yeah. So, maybe I do need to make some music. Maybe I need to make some recordings. But then, this is where it gets weird. So, bring back some weird. You gotta love the weird. And should we start plugging other weird stuff into this? We'll get into that in a minute. And when I say plugging in, I don't mean sync. Let's start putting some extra components on this breadboard. Speaking of breadboards and parts, my breadboard and parts still have not arrived. But I still have this breadboard and another one, and so we could put some components on it and do funness. No, I don't want to do any funness. What's this? I don't care. So what am I thinking? What? Why am I having this crisis? I don't know. Oh yeah, I remembered why I'm having this crisis, because the amount of work involved. Yes, I might have fun. I might have a little bit of fun laying down some tracks, coming up with some wacky music. And that is kind of the fun part that I am kind of wanting to do. But what I don't want to do is all the pain in the ass work. Which is what? Which is trying to find some place to... How am I going to distribute this music? Great. If I make this music, nobody sends their tapes down to the record store anymore. Right? So, what do I do? What do I do? How do I get my music out to the pet masses? And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, just use Facebook. No, I do not do Facebook. You know that already. Oh, Tobe, just use Bandcamp. I don't do Bandcamp. I can't do Bandcamp. I don't have the hardware required to do things like upload my tracks, upload my beats. I hope everybody likes my DJ beats. I'm a DJ. I like beats. I'm making a beat. I have no way to upload anything. I have no way to make a website. I have no way to do that. The only thing that I could do is go out and buy thumb drives, little USB drives. I could put the tracks on that. You could email me and I could mail you via snail mail physical copies of the music. That seems pretty stupid to do, so I don't think I'm going to do it. So yeah, I could make all this music, but where am I going to put it? Can't put it anywhere. Can't get it out. Oh, I could play it on a non-radio. I could play it, yeah. That'd be great. And 6 people could hear it. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, look at the stats. You got 27 people listening to this show right now. Well, no. Not quite. But, yeah, and besides, the people who listen to a non-radio are not the people, necessarily, who want to listen to my music. This is not my key demographic. I need to get my music somewhere where people are looking for dark ambient drone lowercase music. How am I going to do this?
Well, Tobe, you could put all your music on a disk drive and you could take it to the library and upload it in the library with their public access computers at the library.
No. That's not going to work because you cannot get a computer at the library. I would go to a LAN center and do this, but there are no more LAN centers. Oh, what else could I do? What are little Tobster's options? Let's have some thinking music. Huh. This isn't helping me think any. Is this helping anybody think? Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at in my head lately. I need more tea. My sinuses are starting to get a little bit crazy. I need to get to work. I need to stop doing this. What am I doing? Oh, I'm in the middle of dubious goals committee. I can't stop doing this. Then I gotta go to the store, and then I gotta... And then I gotta do what? Well, at least I already got gasoline. Gotta go to the store, and I'll be going to the store hungry, which will not be a smart thing to do. But I'm not a very smart person, so I don't know why I'm overly concerned with being smart right now. Huh. Wah. And I've been lazy. I haven't been doing any of my interface work. So lazy. I gotta find all my transistors first. Oh. Wait, I just remembered where they are. So yeah, I've been lazy. I haven't been doing anything, and I need to deal with these things right here. I've got these two little samplers that I cut out of some greeting cards. And they make these crazy noises. There's these cartoon characters going, I don't even remember what they're saying, but I kind of want that for an idea for a track that I have, which I may or may not record because I don't have any way to release it to get it out to the people who want to hear it. So I don't know why I'm bothering to do any goddamn thing whatsoever. Like I said, existential and artistic crisis. So, what are we doing? Oh yeah, I need to interface things to things. And so, what I want to do is, I want to take these little modules that came out of the greeting cards, and I want to take that Play telephone that I bought the other day. It's essentially the same as this one. Except I think there's like one or two fewer samples. I'm going to take that Play telephone and I'm going to rig it up so I can trigger it from my stuff. And how am I going to do that? Oh yeah, I got to get out my transistors. Then I got to, you know, there's impedance things and I got to put some resistors in here and I got to put some resistance on there. So basically what I want is a box, and maybe this will be a cigar box or something, and I'll put all three things in it. I'll put these stupid greeting card things, and I'll put the telephone in it. And basically it'll have three audio outputs that are the audio outs of these various devices. And it'll have three inputs, which will be like, you know, the trigger inputs. And so that ought to be weird. That ought to be weird, just because, well, then I can get things to make strange noises. But the weird thing is, the phone, each time you trigger it, it plays something different. Yeah, it's all kind of thematically the same, but yeah, it's all different. But these greeting cards, they only have one sample each, and they're kind of long. They're at least 10 seconds long. So we've got fun re-trigger abilities there. Or maybe I should really do this, but it's going to be kind of a pain. Should I mount this on an extra board? What am I going to do? I got to take these speakers off. I got to put some resistors in there to change the outputs from low impedance to high impedance. I got a lot of work that I have to do that I've been lazy about. And here's why I'm lazy about it. Because I keep realizing, why am I doing this? Why should I do this? Why should I spend the day hacking a greeting card just so that I can trigger it from, you know, like a gate trigger? Why should I do that? Oh, Tom, so you can make a cool sound. Right. But why do I need to make a cool sound? So you can record some cool music tracks. Right. Why do I need to record some cool music tracks? So the world can hear your... The world doesn't need to hear my music. That's for damn sure. I don't know, maybe I will record something. Maybe I could do something. I don't even know. I don't even care. I'm trying to think of it in time wasted versus reward. You know, I'm pretty efficient at recording music. I've been doing it for a long time. I can crank a bunch of junk out as fast as possible. You know, that's not the problem. The problem, and where was I going with this? Yeah, I'm really not all here today. My brain is just not feeling like doing any of this stupidity that I do. Why am I so dumb? I don't know. Right. Efficiency. Basically, I can crank all this stuff out pretty quickly. But still, what's my return on my investment? Let's say it only takes, say, 4 hours to record a track. Okay, and let's say I do 3 or 4 tracks. Well, let's say I do 6 tracks. 24 hours. 24 hours worth of work. What's my return? What's my return on my investment for my 24 hours worth of work? What am I going to get out of it? Like 4 people going, oh, that was pretty cool. Right? Woohoo! That was so worth it. Woo! Jeez, what do you want for your labors, Tobe? I don't need anybody to tell me that the music is cool. I don't need anybody to tell me I'm awesome, because we all know that I know that already, right? And I don't need... I don't know. What do I want? I don't even know what I want. Here I am. The main protagonist in this narrative. And I don't even have a motivation. It seems unbelievable. It seems unlikely. But this, my friends, is the enigma that is Tobe. And that's why you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC every day. Right here on Anon Radio. I don't blame you. I would do it too if it wasn't my job to sit here and make all the dubious... Hey, what's that WWV I'm hearing? Oh, it's so wacky. Let's make some more noise. Let's go out with some wacky sounds. Okay, tune in tomorrow. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.